It's Knob, it's Knob, it's Knob TV. It's Knob, it's Knob, it's Knob TV.
Hello and welcome to Knob TV, the show where we mix the best new music with the paranormal and the weird. And tonight we have got weird. Where tonight's episode is about TikTok time travelers. And we will be speaking to Plastic EP all the way from Australia. And he's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing about that.
Yeah, it's the mad stuff we're going to hear tonight, I tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what do you think about time travel?
It's definitely, like, physics say it's possible, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's all to do with wormholes and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, Einstein-Rosen bridge. Yeah. I've seen Donnie Darko, so I'm an expert.
Yeah.
And I tried to read Stephen Hawking's Brief History of Time.
Oh, I tried that.
You can get a really dumbed-down version now.
Can you?
You can, yeah. Because theoretically, it is possible.
Mm. If you could time travel back in time, where would you get, or forward?
I would stop the Beatles from splitting up.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how I would do that, but I would.
Maybe like a sort of a counselling sort of service to mediate between them.
Yeah.
So, first up today, we've got the aliens' favourite band, the Pocket Gods.
Some dodgy band called the Pocket Gods.
I like that song.
Yeah, it's all right.
Some lovely melodies.
Six out of ten, I give it. Certainly wouldn't pay £1 million for it. Anyway, next up, we're speaking to Plastic EP about TikTok time travelers. This will literally blow your mind. So, Plastic EP, what have you found out about time travel on TikTok?
Well, I've got to tell you, if you ever made a time travel on the aeroplane, going to another portal, well, you're doing okay. But let me tell you, they're all over the net, and Plastic EP enjoyed going through TikTok and YouTube and finding out, Because these people are traveling within time. You've got to understand that. They're going forward, backwards. Then they're coming and telling us things that, you know, we may know or not know what kind of future is mankind headed for. And if you listen to the time travelers of today, the future actually isn't looking that too good. And I'll tell you why. Albert Einstein said the time travel does happen and it's feasible, and he worked it out that space, time, and energy are linked. And what happens is when this happens, they reach the speed of light, right, which is 670 million miles an hour. So what happens is time travel is possible, because what happens is if you can go that fast through space, time has to change. Now, that's the key. And if you talk to all the scientists of today, they say they're working on time travel, but at this point, they're not telling us if it's actually happened or if it will happen. Now, the great thing is with these time travelers coming, they're telling us things that you haven't heard before. They're telling us in the future, we're going to have two chips. One's going to be in our brain. That's the brain chip, so we can work faster and think faster like a computer. And the other chip is going to be in our hand. Reason being is you won't have money. So when you want to get something, it's automatically paid for through the chip. So money doesn't exist in the future, according to the time travelers.
Yeah, well, there must be. Right?
And one prediction is that there's a celebrity that's supposedly dead. He's going to come alive in 2022. If it doesn't happen, they might have got their bearings wrong and it might happen in 2023. So
who's your money, who's your money on there then? Is that going to be Elvis, is it?
To tell you the truth, I'm not really sure, because it could be between three big celebrities, but at this point they haven't mentioned the celebrities. And they're also saying in the future, the great thing is they think for us that we'll be wearing masks and we'll be wearing respiratory equipment. Because when we go outside, we won't be able to spend too much time outside, because there have been a world war and most of the population of the earth have been wiped out. And because of that, that's going to cause a lot of problems, because they believe in our blood system, we're going to have metallic substances in our blood system, which isn't too good. And there's also going to be a period, they believe, of 5 years of darkness, all got to do with there's no energy.
Was that lots of goths and emos wandering around the earth, is it, in total darkness?
Well, there's a lot of things going on, but as I said, you know, the other thing, the great thing is going to be an alien civilization coming from under the ground here at Earth and making themselves known. That's the other big prediction too. So we've got all these things happening that we're all ready for, aren't we? And the great thing is when the time travelers do us a favor and tell us what's going to happen in the future, I mean, we can pick and choose our own future and who we want to listen to and who we want to believe. But I actually think when you do think about the future, there could be a world war. There could be another problem with disease and masks and all this happening again. And an energy crisis is probably going to loom in the future if we're going to go back to this technology that's like supposedly going to make the world better. So, I mean, we can't say, but all we can do is draw our own conclusions.
Okay, so why do all these time travelers, why have they never had anything positive to say about the future? The future's going to be great. Well, look forward to it.
No, but you can understand, they're too busy traveling. They're just here to give us the message. And most of them don't exist. That's a great thing. When you find out their identities, their identities don't exist here on Earth. It's amazing. They come and go, and no one knows who they are.
So is it not just a fake TikTok account? I'm sure my kids are on TikTok pretending they're time travelers and giving us all this rubbish about the future. But there you go. That's my opinion.
Well, you know, the great thing about being in this time, they reckon we've got the greatest freedom now. The time travelers have told us. Oh, wow. For the civilization of Earth now, we have freedom, which they believe won't continue. So, I mean, there's another great fact for us too. So let's enjoy every day while we're here on Earth. And whether you're traveling by train, aeroplane, or bus, just think of the time travelers, how hard they got it moving around the Earth.
Yeah, okay. I mean, the great paradox here with these so-called time travelers is like, okay, they've got this message of doom and gloom, and they've traveled all this way to tell us it. So obviously they were a fucking failure, because obviously the future's already unfolded and it's crap. So they've come back to tell us, oh, change your ways, make it better. But they've obviously failed in their mission, because it obviously is not, because they're in the future and it's crap. You see what I mean? It's the great paradox.
Well, I want to say, put it this way, if you turn off the news on the TV, you can make your own utopia. Just live the way you want to live. And don't listen to anybody. That's probably the greatest thing you can do. And don't worry about the future. Start living it today.
Wow. I don't know where to start. There was so much energy from that interview, and slightly blown away. And we've got to think about the poor time travellers, haven't we, next time we're on public transport.
We have.
So they've got it hard, haven't they?
It's a tough life, isn't it?
It is a tough life, yeah.
And just, you know, seeing all that bleak sort of, you know, dystopian future ahead of them, and what can they do about it?
Oh, I don't know. Speak to David Icke, I guess.
But yeah.
It is all a bit disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like he says at the end of that bit, it's like, you know, live life today and enjoy it, I guess.
I think that's the message that you can take from all of it.
Yeah, try not to worry too much about the future.
Turn the news off and enjoy your life.
Yeah.
It's a good bit of advice. Who do you think that celebrity was then that's going to come back from the dead?
Come back from the dead? I would say Madonna, but she's still alive. That's the second time I've insulted Madonna on this series. Okay, Elvis?
Yeah. Could be, yeah. The Queen?
Is the Queen a celebrity?
Yeah, she's sort of more than a celebrity, isn't she?
I mean, I've still got the Ouija board back here. Should we see if she's going to come back?
Let's, after this episode, let's try it.
Okay, we'll do that, yeah.
Okay. See what happens.
Okay. Okay, next, we've got more from Plastic EP about our dystopian future that the TikTok time travellers are trying to warn us about. Right, I've got questions for these time travellers, right? If you get hold of one, right. Ask them who's going to win the World Cup this year. Will my band ever be famous? Okay, the Pocket Gods. Ask them that. They should know. And will Donald Trump make a comeback?
I've got a more important question than that. Can they give us the numbers for the pools there in the UK so we can win?
Yeah, okay, that sounds good. Yeah. Lottery numbers, yeah, all that.
Okay. There's one guy came with like $380. And within a couple of weeks, he turned it to $350 million, they reckon. That's another one that's out there on the net. He just knew everything. That's amazing. And then he disappeared. That's another time traveler.
Ooh, that's not allowed, though, is it, in the time traveling code, to use it for your own advantage? I'm sure you can't do that, really. There must be some time travel police out there to see to that.
Okay. I just want to say, if anyone wants to send me a teleport, transport me into the future so I can come back and tell Mark more about it, please do so, because I'm open to the idea.
Okay, and what's the weirdest? I know you've gone through plenty of weird stuff already. What's the weirdest prediction for the future?
Well, the weirdest stuff is there's a Spanish guy, right, that's gone around and videotaped hospitals, buildings that aren't known to anybody, and there's no people, and they can't figure out how he did it. Because he actually goes to these places, and it couldn't have been done in COVID. You can't walk into hospitals and there's no one in there. So, I mean, he's got these videos, the people are following him, and they're seeing, like, these places that don't exist. You know, they also reckon that cities in the future will be underwater. That's another thing they got coming. So if the time travelers have got everything right, looks like, you know, all these places are going to be underwater. Well, you know, they're warning us, which is fair enough. We need warnings of what's going to happen. But, you know the funny thing about it, you and I won't be around when this happens, so we can ignore it.
Yeah. Okay, unless we time travel into the future now. See, okay, anyway. It's all a bit mental, really. Right, what else was I going to say? I've lost my track now. But
I just want to say this, if I can. Hi, everyone. It's Plastic EP coming in from Melbourne, Australia. And let me tell you, keep watching Nub TV. You won't find better TV than Nub.
Rock and roll. Thank you, sir. So another question. How do these time travellers get here? What vehicles are they using? DeLoreans?
Well, I'll tell you, One time traveler claims that he came by a sort of vehicle. Now, this obviously is a space vehicle to bring him here from wherever he came. Like he may have been in some kind of a car or something, and that car has been transported into the future. Also, I think aliens have got a lot to do with things too. You don't know where they come from. But, you know, being like shapeless people that can just shivvy and just shake their way and appear out of nowhere. There's so many photos on the net from the past where people are using mobile phones, iPads. They look out of, you know, they just stand out from the photos of the past. I mean, you know, I'm not a Photoshop expert, but, you know, I mean, I reckon they could even put me in a photo.
One can hope. Yeah. Okay. And I just wonder what the future is like in terms of music. What are these future people, what are they listening to? What sort of music? What do you reckon?
Well, I don't know what they're listening, but in my mind, in the future, you'll have a screen or a wall and you'll just say Rolling Stones and you'll just see every video of the Rolling Stones or every song of the Rolling Stones. You'll hear it. You only have to just say the word and it just appears on the screen. It's continuous catalogues of groups. That's what I think the future's going to be.
Or maybe if we got chips in our head, like you suggested, maybe we just think about it and it appears. You see what I mean? You just think Rolling Stones and there you go. Mick Jagger's
called in front. You know what they said with the talking? They said that the actual chip in your brain, you'll be able to talk by thinking. So you won't actually speak. That's another thing they predict.
A bit quieter then in the future. So okay.
So we'll be talking through our minds, not through our mouths.
Should we try it now? It's the evolution of social media, where it's ending up, where it gets even more ridiculous than it's already been. So we've got these kids out there creating these fake identities, pretending to be time travelers. I mean, part of me wants to believe that some of these time travelers are real. But I'm a little bit skeptical.
Well, I'm sure time travel will come eventually. That's what they state. And instead, it's going to be very expensive. Not to go into the future, but they reckon it's going to be more expensive to go to the past.
Why?
That's another prediction. They just think it's harder to go back to the past than go to the future. That's coming from a time traveler.
But surely then, if their world's so messed up in the future, energy, etc., all these problems, why would they waste so much resources on sending some idiot back in time to go on TikTok?
I don't know. You don't understand. This will be like a holiday. People will choose time travel holidays. Are you going back or front?
Well, maybe that is super rich in the future doing their little tourism thing. Maybe that's it.
All I'd say is wake up every day, switch off the TV and make your own utopia. That's my advice to everyone.
Okay, thank you, Plastic EP. That was amazing, and we'll have you back on the show because that was very educational in a mad, insane kind of way.
He's a great personality, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's also a massive Beatles fan.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's how I met him. He was interviewing me about some Beatles thing that I did. Oh. Yeah, fascinating chap.
Yeah.
But yeah, TikTok. I think it kind of scares people off going on there, I reckon. All that madness going on.
Yeah. Maybe we ought to do a little like TikTok dance for the the next series.
Yeah, you can do that. But yeah, I mean, is there a serious message in all this? I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah. What is that?
just, you know, don't worry about the future. If it's going to be that bad, like,
there's nothing we can do.
No.
It's the paradox again, though, isn't it? If these people are warning us because the future is so bad, they've obviously failed on their mission.
Unless they went to the future and it was so bad that they came back to warn us, and now, when they go, yeah, see.
I think we'll leave it to Stephen Hawking's dumbed down version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe so, we could use the Ouija board and get his thoughts on it.
Ah, it's a brilliant idea. We're going to do a special scientific equation thing going on the Ouija board, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have electro pop pioneers, The Boy from Space. Where did they get that name from? I don't know. This song is called Super Synthetic Computer Pop. It's not punk. Okay, that was The Boy from Space. Wonder who they are. Great band.
Yeah, I quite like that. Mm. Bit Kraftwerky, bit Pet Shop Boysy.
Yeah, no undertones in there.
Not a lot, no.
So good luck with the TikTok time travelling punk retro explosion. But yeah, I mean, I think it's been a good episode. I've enjoyed this one. And yeah. I'm just going to go away, have some quiet time and think about those poor time travellers, what they have to go through.
Yeah.
Space-time continuums and all that, wormhole.
Yeah.
It's a lot tougher than getting an Uber to.
It is. Yeah. I wonder how much it costs to time travel. Wonder if
but this is the point that I made. It's going to take so much energy to do it. Why? Mm. And the energy's apparently messed up in the future. Why waste all that energy coming back to give us a message which is completely futile anyway?
Yeah. Anyway,
I think we've delved too much into the dark side of TikTok.
And they wouldn't have a buffet trolley either, would they?
No, no snacks.
No.
Snack to the future. Okay. And on that bombshell. Thank you for watching Nub TV. We'll be back, hopefully, sometime in the future.
Or the past.
It's Nub TV.